The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-1 in conference play and 2-2 overall, and wrap up non-conference play by hosting North Texas on Saturday, a 2:30 game to be televised by BTN. And in conference news, kicker Griffin Oakes was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open up the call for media questions.
All right, thank you. Disappointing loss last week. Looking forward to bouncing back. A tough challenge. A very talented North Texas team coming in. Very solid on D. New quarterback slid it up here for them the last game and a half, game and a quarter. Played them a few years ago, and they beat us down there. So very proven opponent. And again, coming off a disappointing loss, looking forward to seeing if our guys will bounce back the right way and keep building for a great year.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open up the call to questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brett Vito with Denton Record Chronicle.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Very well.
I just want to ask you real quick about Noah Joseph. Of course, he joins your staff this year after a good run at North Texas and being an integral part of getting them to a bowl game. Can you talk a little bit about the impact he's made on your staff in the short time that he's been there?
Yeah, he's a great young coach. And when young, yes, by age, but I think he's got been around some quality coaches. I know coming out, I was very, very impressed in knowing Coach McCarney, Coach Quidani's background. But not just that, where Noah had been before, but as a young guy, was back as a GA at Iowa State, or working at Drake and whatnot coming up. So been around some good guys, good energy, doing a great job with our secondary safeties. I think he's a great young coach.
Is there any advantage to having somebody on your staff that was part of, the staff of a team that you're playing?
Really helped us at Bowling Green when we got beat because we hired a coach from there and really had a huge impact there as we lost that game.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of David Woods with the Indianapolis Star.
Yeah, Coach, just wondering if there's anything new with Jason Spriggs, how he was bopping around.
A little gimpy still. I think we're just kind of getting, he doesn't have anything. It's going to require anything major other than just how stable, how strong it is, how much he can push off, and how physical and how hard he can play. So did some today, not a lot. Have done a boatload of treatment here with our light work on Sunday and Monday being an off day. So we'll see how it progresses. He's played a lot. He started every game. Luckily, though, we got nine guys have started. So the backups coming in have started games, and we got to be able to handle that. I think we will. If he can't go, I know he wants to play because he's a good player and he's got a string of a lot of starts. So we'll see how it moves between now and Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Zach Osterman with the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Coach. Sorry if you asked about this yesterday, but just about Griffin Oakes, obviously, he nailed a couple long field goals Saturday. But just how has he handled, I guess, sort of picking up that job on the fly, sort of in the midst of one game and then taking it into the next game, that place-kicking role, and have you been impressed, I guess, with his poise in that scenario?
Yeah, he's done well. Again, I thought we were a little giddy because we made the one kick in the middle of the game. It's nice to be excited, but if we didn't realistically think we had a shot at it, we'd have tried a fluke Hail Mary or something, and it'd been nice to get a little bit closer, but it was what it was. We knew. We've seen us make kicks from 55, 6, 7, 8 in practice that had Lent, so and the wind wasn't against it. It wasn't a strong wind, but there was no elements hurting him, so thought he had a chance. What I think was nice, he did really well at Missouri. When as we got into the game with Aaron Del Grosso's, kind of he had a little hip flexor groin deal, and he did really well, and made his kicks and had some great kickoffs. And sometimes when you're thrown out there in the middle of it, you don't have time to think about it. Well, now the next week, he had all week to think about it, knowing he might be the first one. And to come back the second week and back up what he did in Missouri was pretty impressive. And to back it up impressed me more than he made it long kick, because we knew he had the leg. But to kick his kickoffs like he did all in the end zone, not have any coming back, and to make a couple – he did miss a 54-yarder, so it wasn't perfect. But, he's doing well. And I still think the other guys are very, very good. So we're going to have some competition. They're both young freshmen. They're both very talented. They were both highly thought of when they came in. And I think we're lucky to have both those guys.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome, Zach.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kevin, how good is that Maryland passing attack, and is it largely a product of the talent of those receivers?
A little bit, and because, of course, might be a little bit different. I don't know if the quarterback, you know, the one
right.
young man, CJ, could run around and do some quarterback running game. And the dynamic of the run, the quarterback running game, and then the passing to the good receivers. It was a, you know, it was a pretty good attack. And they're a second team quarterback and did well when he came in. But I think the threat of CJ running makes them extremely dynamic. But they're very good football team. We knew that coming in. They played well, and like I said, they got after us in a good way.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach, just to sort of piggyback on Zach's question, you know, how helpful has it been with, you know, easing in two new kickers this season, having veteran guys like Matt Dooley and Eric Toth to sort of bring those guys along?
Very good. And in your... you'd like to think a lot of times, you know, when you've been here a few years, you kind of get that you're going to lose some guys, but you don't want to see wholesale changes in a complete new group. You never want to start with a bunch of freshmen. So Matt's kind of the leader of that group, and Eric's kind of his second in command. Like I say, Matt's been a quality player for every game he's been here, and Eric Toast really picked up. So I think those two guys, even though they're not kickers, they set a good standard of how to prepare, how to work, how to film study. And they set a good tone for those guys. They're great kids.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.